Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to have you join us on another one of these Business of Digital podcasts. And today, Dave, I am really excited. You're there, right, Dave?
Yes.
So we have a special guest, Alita Solis. And I just with what's going on in the world right now and so many people working from home, I am so excited to have this conversation and talk about, you know, the remote work life and whatnot. But before we really jump into it, I just want to give Alita a shout out and say thanks for joining us, my friend. It's good to have you on here.
Thank you very much for the invite. It's super exciting to be talking with you and Dave about something that is actually not SEO. So this is nice. This is different. I love it. Thank you.
But before we really jump into it, I mean, if you want to give our listeners a little bit of a brief background to who you are, some that may not know you or new or whatever, just give a little bit of an introduction and what you want people to know about yourself, and then we'll jump into it.
Yes, sure thing. Well, I am actually an SEO consultant. I have a boutique SEO consultancy that is called Orienty. We work with clients from all over the world. It is me and three more people who are also SEO consultants, and we are spread out. So we are remote in general, right? And this is the thing. Until now, what I usually tend to do is that I work from home. When I was at home, I have a home office, a room for that only. But then I tend to travel a lot because I go a lot to conferences. I speak a lot in conferences from all over the world. And I tend to do that because, it's a great way not only to promote, of course, but also to keep learning, also to network, because I am also not necessarily an extrovert, but an ambivert. So I still need to have like my socialization with like-minded people. Right. But yes, of course, that is not the case anymore. I live in Spain, actually. I'm based in the north of Spain. And since 3 days ago, we have been locked out. By law, we cannot go out unless it is to go to the supermarket, right? Or to the hospital, or right, basic fundamental services or needs. So yes, I'm pretty stuck now at home for the next at least 15 days, 2 weeks. Let's see, hopefully that you would, but realistically, I think it's going to take longer than that to flatten the curve of coronavirus spreads that the country has right now. Is unfortunate. And so yes, now I am, it's crazy because I really thought that, of course, canceling all events for the next 3 months at least, or things like that, right? But realistically, I'm busy because, of course, I'm still working with clients as usual on one hand, and then there are all of these events that are online, webinars, a lot of webinars coming up, etc. I have also been publishing on Remoters, the website that I have, because indeed, yeah, like since 2015, I started this website to share what I was already doing at that point, right? I started working remotely in 2011. So I set this website with Elisa, my co-founder, who's also an SEO consultant, about how to work remotely, with interviews with remote-based professionals, companies to share their journeys. We have a free remote jobs board too, a tool section, etc. And since Sunday, after all of this craziness started, and I have been already thinking for a while to start like a group for remote-based SEOs, marketers. So that was like the last, little push that I needed. I started this group in Discord that is called The Remoters Water Cooler, and now we are 500 people. Wow. who are all, whether SEOs or marketers, and literally there is a channel for a bit everything, for remote work, for working remote, guides, tools, jobs, to keep healthy, fitness, for gamers, another channel for parents, helping each other with, from a business perspective, right, like movies to watch, online courses that we can take a look at during these times. And but funnily enough, like we talk pretty much about everything, not necessarily only SEO, right? And I think that is the one topic that doesn't have its own specific channel, right? But because I think that it is a moment indeed where we all need to support each other as humans, also as a community, right? And try to help and keep the normalcy as much as possible.
Well, and I love that. I'll let Dave jump here in a second because I know that there's several things that he wanted to kick off with you. But something that I love that you mentioned about how the community is coming together and giving suggestions for different things, even with kids, because a lot of us are at the age, you know, I have 3 kids, ages 13 to 19, and, you know, they're all stuck at home now for I don't know how long. And so those kind of resources, and I've already taken advantage of some of them, which has been kind of neat. You know, some groups that have suggested things, and I'm thinking like, wow, I had no idea that, you know, like it was just like something that I hadn't thought about that you could do. And that was what I learned from groups like that. So like, it's so important with what's going on in this day and age. And so with that said, Dave, jump in and let me not, steer the direction of this conversation any differently than you wanted.
They can go wherever it wants.
All right.
I've always had you written down to have you come talk about international SEO, and then all this happened, and I saw that you were actually stuck, quote unquote, stuck at home. And if anyone follows Aleda on Instagram, I probably message her way too much about it, and I laugh. But at least once a week, there's either a wing shot or a story of her raiding a lounge at some airport somewhere in the world, which
the
I always
find
amusing.
The food shots she posts are the ones that make me jealous.
Which one?
The food shots.
Yeah, there's that too.
Yeah, I am a foodie. Now I'm pretty fucked up because I need to cook myself. Yeah, I'm a foodie. I like to eat good food. Sadly, I don't have those skills to make good food. So
I don't think many
food,
of us do.
It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate.
Yeah. But I think this was an interesting topic just because I think we talked about it. Matt, you've been working remote since you moved from Utah down to Arizona, helping run the company, you know, not the day to day, but I know you've for years have done lots of stuff.
Yep.
You know, Aleda, you've been doing your thing. And I think I was doing the math yesterday. I worked at an agency, Cavario, and then a prospect from 2011 to 2015. And I was remote like 90, 95% of the time, unless they needed me to come into the office or I was speaking at a conference. And then since 2015, I've been quote unquote remote, you know, working in my own home office by myself. And Aleda, how long have you been remote then?
I started working remotely in 2012 as an employee still, when I was hired by this company that was originally from Russia, but they were putting together at the time a marketing team that was spread across the Euro because they wanted to start targeting the European market, right? And we started to work remotely from Spain, from Italy. Another person was in Germany. So it was a really nice first remote experience because it allowed me to really understand in a very, I would say, like very fair way, safe way too, because we were all spread out. We were all in the same circumstances. So we were all helping each other. We were all hired more or less at the same time. So it was quite nice, a first nice remote experience. And after that, most of my positions were also remote based at an agency too. And when I became independent, when I started as a freelance consultant, the only thing that I knew is that I wanted to continue having this freedom, this flexibility around my life. So I stay up remote too. And that was also very natural for me because most of the clients that I had were all spread out. They were not in the city where I was living anyway. So it made complete sense that I was going to be like this. And I didn't have to go to a specific office because none of my clients were at that city anyway. And so I ended up like growing a little bit more like this and collaborating with other consultants to deliver better and more solutions and be able to better fulfill the clients, of course, and they are also remote. So it was a very natural evolution also for me. And I have to say, like, probably like the best professional decision ever that I have done in my life has been to get into SEO. And the second best, potentially, is to be remote, right? To be remote, because it had a lot, it has allowed me to have so much balance, flexibility, opportunity to travel, opportunity to do what I love and not being tied to a specific location in order to be successful or to have a good professional evolution, right? That should be, for me, the ideal and an option for all of digital marketers or developers or people with a profession that can be completely doable online at this point.
Yeah, I worked once when I was at Cavario. My project managers would either be in San Diego, Chicago, sometimes downtown where I was in my own office. And then I think I had one, and I had account managers in Madison, Phoenix, Dallas-Fort Worth, I think later on. Team members could be anywhere. They could be at their own home in Orlando, Boston, Madison, Chicago, their own house, San Diego. And, you know, we would get on calls, and it was, you know, what's funny is, especially in our business with consultants and PPC, SEO, you know, social, like everyone will be at their desk joining a call. So if everyone's at their desk or there's maybe two people in a meeting and two people in another office, what's the difference if four people are at their own home sometimes? Like I've never understood the apprehension of why do these two people have to meet in these two different offices when all four could be working from home?
100%, 100%. Yeah, it for me, it's also very funny. And I have to say that many US-based companies, they are already very open for remote because I think that in the US, you have many companies that are already very spread out between the East, West Coast, also with a few maybe offices spread out that also from in the middle of the country, things like that, right? And however, in Spain, and this also is very cultural, right? You have this tendency of whenever you want to do business with someone, to the first thing that I am requested is like, can you please come to our office to have a coffee and talk, right? So it's very personal. The you start building or establishing this personal relationships first, it seems or feels like, right? Before going to the business side of it. And literally, I have had meetings in the past that could have been done completely via Hangout or a Zoom call, right? And without requiring to travel, or take a train or to take even a short flight or something like that. So yeah, I think it's very old school in certain countries also because of cultural reasons. And I can imagine also in certain sectors too.
Well, that just makes me laugh when you say it because it reminds me of the meme that's been going around that's all, now you're going to really decide which meetings were really important or in-person meetings, what, you know, which one of those kind of meetings are really important now that all this is going on. Just made me laugh. I'm sure you've seen that one going around.
Yeah, 100%. Now we are going to realize how many of those meetings were actually meant to be meetings and then easily became now emails sometimes, yeah. Like short emails, short messages, or short chats, group chats over Slack.
Very true.
I hate meetings.
We all do. We hear you.
I've never liked them. In some of my talks, I include a calculator too. It's called a meeting cost calculator. And what it does is, and I'll include the link in here in the write-up, but you calculate an average and say there's eight people on this. What is the hourly average? Like person, yeah. What do each of those eight people make per hour? Mm-hmm. Calculate it, and then you start it. There's a little timer, and then you time it. And at the end of the meeting, it tells you how much it costs that company, and consultants, and time, and money, to have that meeting. And it's like, could we all have just been at our desk and having an email? Probably. And speaking of one tool, what is a tool? Actually, let me back up. When you first started, and you know, going back the 8 years now, mm-hmm. A lot of people either want to work remote, or some people have tried it and didn't like it. What would be one or two things, or maybe three, if there's three or whatever, would you tell yourself or someone just starting? Like, what suggestions do you have?
My suggestion is that to have a routine, right? That is very important, because it might be difficult at the beginning to get used to get the discipline, right? To feel that you are actually working, or that you also feel productive, right? In my case, I was raised in a very traditional way, so of course I was a little bit afraid when I was starting, and I had a lot of concerns. It's like, how my boss will know that I am actually working? How is, like, so it's very, very important to have a routine, and that also if you're working with other people, that you all agree and you have already set a framework or a protocol to work together, to, so you know that you are going, and there's an agreement and an acknowledgement that you are going to keep, for example, your usual schedule from 8 to 5 to 9 to 6, something like that. And that you, I think that even if, of course, you want to work comfortably from home, you don't want to be, you're a guy, you don't want to be wearing a tie, right? Of course. So it's of course to be comfortable, but I will say that I would recommend against wearing your PJs all day long, because then I think it is harder for you to switch your mind and to focus that you are actually working. You are not, you know, doing whatever, you're actually working. And then that you leave a certain physical space in your house, in your home, in your apartment, even if you have limited space, because maybe not a big place, at least in your living room, if you can have a separate room for it, at least in your living room, a little corner that has enough light, that is not in the middle of everything, where you can actually sit and have your own table, have your own comfortable chair, when you can have your computer, your laptop, where you feel comfortable. That would do it. So whenever you go to that specific space, you know that you are going into work. And then it's also important that if you live with other people, that you talk with these people and you communicate this, and you set also and acknowledge that there should be some rules, that when you are sitting there, that you are actually working, that you cannot go and do chores around the house, right? And or that you cannot talk or chit chat or whatever, because you need to be concentrated, right? So it's important to have this mindset, like, I'm going to my workspace in my home, so I start working. And then after the end of the day, it's also important that you set a schedule, and not just because you are at home, you are working all the time, because it's much more difficult to disconnect, right? So you know that when the time comes after, like at the end of the day, you leave your workspace, so you leave work there, that you don't take, you avoid taking the laptop with you to watch TV or to the kitchen while you are cooking or things like that, because otherwise you will never disconnect, which I think that is a big mistake and can end up burning you out quite easily, right? I have to say also that another tip that I will give in case you are working in a place with many other people at the same time, too, around the house, etc., is that you buy some headphones that isolate the noise, right? So you don't get all the noise all the time, that you are not disturbed. That has also it's not only isolated headphones, but it also has a good quality mic, and so you can also speak with clients or with your teams quite easily with it too. So noise canceling headphones on one hand with microphones, I will say that it will be a really good investment to make. And then of course if you want to have video conferences, I think that the best, in case that you don't have a laptop that has the camera integrated, will be to also invest in a good one, because I really do think that is one of the things that people don't realize, that a lot of things that they will otherwise bring their colleague to show in their computer physically, they can do it so by sharing the screen on a Hangout or doing a screencast or recording their screen or a screenshot like this. So having a good video system also helps very much, and sharing, and instead of trying to explain some things that are much more complex to explain, it's far better to show them like this, right? And then what else? I would say that also a very important thing is to set a communication protocol in case that you are part of a bigger team, right? That we, like all the team is aware when it is okay to send a Slack, a direct message or a group message, right? A synchronous text communication versus when they really actually need a video conference call or request a reply right away in video, right? Or when is a good time to go into a hangout to discuss something. So it's important to agree or defining rules or when it's okay to do what to avoid bugging each other, to avoid, like, you don't want to be the typical one like requesting calls when it is not really necessary or vice versa. And then of course, if decisions are made that are important and are critical and everybody should be aware of that, to have a good project management system and also protocol around that system. So it's important that when something, like when you talk with someone about something, that you agree, like after every decision is made that will affect other people, that we go to the project management system and document that in a very well structured way, and that, for example, don't use only Slack, because otherwise you will end up having tons of chats that are not like disorganized or random chats over Slack, and someone might say, oh, but we told you about that 2 weeks ago or a week ago over Slack, a message that we sent to you. And of course, like you were also following up with many other chats at the same time, right? So it's important that we don't extrapolate those communication challenges that we used to have in the physical world and in the physical office to the online setting, right? That we take this opportunity to organize, to establish protocols, to establish a system to avoid all of these challenges.
If you... Because you, it's your agency, you're a manager, owner, and you've got a couple people that work for you. If there was two tools that you live in, you would say that you live and die by, or that would be the most important, what would they be? Also, I hate Slack, so I'm so glad you use Discord, not Slack.
Yes, yes. I have to say, I really dislike Slack because it started in a very cool way. Like, oh, this is like a cool chatting system that can be used for business related or work related purposes, right? But
yep.
It can easily be mismanaged, and it ends up being this very intrusive type of way to interact with each other. So I actually dislike it because I find that a lot of people and companies use it instead of actually using Asana or Basecamp or a project management system where the information will be much better organized or documented. And then
I can never find anything.
Yeah, indeed. You cannot even find. And then you lose messages after a while if you don't pay the professional version. And the professional version is like the price is non-trivial, right? If you have a big team.
Company.
So anyway, so that is I also dislike Slack, and that is the reason why the other day I was asking, like, in which platform you will actually like to see a group for remote based SEOs, and Slack was the winner. And I was
those just starting or that are suddenly for the first time ever gone remote, look up Leda's Twitter and you'll see that she asked, was it Discord, Slack, some other type solution. If you're looking for ways, I know Ryan Jones just posted something, and I think it was your idea and someone else's was to have office hours on Skype. Like use Google Hangouts, use different tools and try different tools at this time.
Yeah. I have to say that there are actually like very cool tools for this. There is a tool that is called Puka Team, actually. And there is another one that is very similar that is called sneak.io that they are amazing to set daily group social breaks type of video chats with your team. And these tools also allow you to set this virtual type of remote offices, because they if you want, you can configure them to be filming you, but without sound and not actually filming, but taking like snapshots of you every X hours, right? So you feel that you are surrounded or around your team in a in your virtual room, right? In a virtual working environment. And of course, at the end of the day or the mid of the day, whenever you will be having a break, for example, you can set video conferences calls that are a one-click video conferences call in a very straightforward way. So I will highly recommend you to take a look at these two tools, sneak.io, Puka Team. And then I will say that also from a communication perspective, I am, as I mentioned before, what I do a lot with clients is to take screencasts. So I use Snagit or Screencast-O-Matic is another tool that I will use to do this, to easily share screencasts, videos of my screen, showing my client what I really want them to do, right, in a very straightforward way. So there are no miscommunications or no misunderstandings. So these are all the two tools that are highly recommended. And instead of using Slack, of course, you can use Slack as long as you set good rules, establish good rules around it. But I would say that it will be much better if you leverage your project management system, messaging system that is likely chat system that is likely integrated there, like Basecamp has one, for example. I know that Asana has one, to have like the less amount of tools, because the other issue is that we end up having like three different or four different tools that in some ways they overlay with each other from a functionality perspective, and we end up having like at the end like 10 tools to work around and switching around, and that can generate an additional hassle that is completely unnecessary. And then from the most important tool, I will say that, and we don't think about it as if it was a remote tool, but the Google for Business, I have there my email, I have there my calendar, that integrates very well Google Hangouts. So whenever I have a call with a client or whatever, I send a conference call request, it is accepted, and then a Hangout links, it is integrated right there directly. So yes. And then on the other hand, Zoom is super powerful, is the best option to, I will say, a more reliable and stable, high quality option to do webinars or to do online trainings with many people, or to do conference calls with many people and record them. Unfortunately, Hangouts, Google Hangouts, they don't still yet offer that option. So yes, I think that in general, I would say, let me think of something else. It will be that. Then another thing that I'm thinking about regarding productivity, right? I know that we cannot, it's very difficult to keep focus for more than 20 minutes at a time or something. So there's something that is called the Pomodoro technique, that is a time management method that I follow or try to follow at least, that tells you, okay, you can be focusing on a task of 25 minutes by default. So after the 25 minutes, it's okay for you to take 5 minutes break. And after four Pomodoros, four sprints of work of 25 minutes and with 5 minute breaks, you are allowed to take a 20 minutes break. So it's nice because it allows you to set specific tasks, goals that you want to achieve, for example, and go through them in different Pomodoros, and after then a while, then you also have little breaks to connect a little bit in social media, to refresh for a bit, to do a little bit of exercise in the longer breaks, right? So I think it's good to also balance it out, your work day, to split your work day, so it's not only work, and you end up super tiring and feeling that you cannot focus anymore or be productive, right? We need also to take breaks, and it's okay.
That's wonderful. It's just been fascinating listening and such great advice, and I'm glad that you took the time to share those tools and those tips and chat with us today. I really, I'm glad that Dave took advantage of the situation of you being in one spot so we could get you on and record.
It's rare.
Yeah. But I do appreciate you taking the time with us and sharing all this great information. So I don't know if you have any final thoughts, Dave.
I'm going to drop a link in. It's to bleepingcomputer.com. If you're curious, and I'll make sure Alita gives me a list of all of the tools she just dropped that she can think of, and I'll double check it when I listen through. But
yes, if you want any of them, just let me know. I'll send you the link. Sorry, don't worry.
And I'll also drop in a link to, I think you're the one that dropped it somewhere, Airtable. It's got a list of internal webinar meetings and like online courses and all sorts of other stuff. But there's also, if you're curious about any of the tools and you're like, well, you know, business just turned down, or we're a small team and we have a limited budget, Bleeping Computer has a link, and it's most companies right now, not all, but a ton of companies are extending trials. They're extending free services to businesses like Cloudflare, Discord. I think Zoom is doing something where they extended their free trial. They're dropping limits on entry-level offerings, and you'll be able to test. I mean, if you're ever looking to test new solutions, now would be a great time to have your team, while everyone's remote, load up the three different chat things, load up the four different, you know, video conferencing, and start testing and, you know, beat them around and see which one long term might make sense for you. And again, I'll drop a ton of links into the thing. Cool. Into the write-up, sorry.
All right. And well, we thank you once again, Alita. And like we said, we'll have access to all the information that we talked about. We'll put links in the write-up. And if there's any questions that you have for any of us, you know, just feel free to reach out to us. And we're grateful that you shared this time with us. And
join the Discord app.
Yes.
Group. Tons yes. more people in there. There's what? Yeah, there was like, I just looked this morning. There's 500 people, you said?
There's more now, even.
There's
yes.
more now?
The yeah. remoters, water cooler. And if you don't see the link easily or you cannot find it,
we'll tweet it out and drop it in
yes,
there too.
Please. Yes, please. Just let me know.
Well, for Alita and Dave, I'm Matt Soltila, and we're thankful that you guys joined us on this podcast, and we look forward to having you on again. So thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks.